The roar of Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Rory, good morning.
Hey, Jack, good morning.
You know, this is an interesting fact. I read more of the transcripts and saw the 60 Minutes interview President Joe Biden did that aired last Sunday night. And one of the lines that no one picked up on, national media, the president said himself that the college student loan forgiveness program is probably illegal. It is. Congress did not pass it. I mean, it's going to be challenged in the courts. And the president has, and Democrats have no idea how much it's going to cost or who's going to pay for it. But yet the president throws it out there like it's done deal, going to forgive 10 to 20 grand in student debt forgiveness. And it's probably not even legal. And the president said that, but I didn't see any much coverage on that.
Well, you know, and as you said, the cost estimate is between $300 billion and $1 trillion. So really, that means they have no idea how much this is going to cost. The president and the Justice Department say he has authority to wipe out this debt under the 2003 HEROES Act because student loan debt could be canceled in the event of a natural disaster. Well, also on 60 Minutes, he said the pandemic is over. So if we're not in the pandemic, then it's not a natural disaster. And why do you think you have the authority to cancel this debt? And that 2003 act was passed. That was about soldiers in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing to do with, this kind of a situation with COVID. So, there will be legal challenges as soon as the Department of Education goes online with this application process to have the debt wiped out.
Yeah. Hey, Rory, it's not on our schedule, so please forgive me if you got to run,
sure.
You got to run. But real quick, you, I love the fact you report each morning live for us nationally, but out of Florida. And we just had Michael Harrison out talking about the whole, now, you know, it used to be illegal aliens, illegal immigrants, now it's migrants, and the whole DeSantis, Martha's Vineyard story that is now pretty legendary. But you're in Florida. DeSantis is running for re-election, right, against Crist? And
correct.
How's that story playing of the governor in Florida media versus the national and this whole Martha's Vineyard thing? Is that resonating down there or not?
A little bit. I think that many of the same questions are being asked. I think there are more questions about the finances and why Florida is paying to have migrants flown from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. So I think there are questions about that.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think he's scoring a lot of points in terms of, you know, bringing this issue to a national discussion, which is, you look at the polls. Immigration and the southern border are one of the top three issues for Republicans.
Right.
They don't even appear on the list for Democratic voters. But the other, I think Governor DeSantis has to be a little bit careful. You know, the largest population of Venezuelans outside Venezuela is in South Florida. They won't look too kindly on this action by the governor. And
right.
It's a large voting bloc in South Florida. And I think that we'll see if you've moves. If these moves continue, we'll see if it's a group from a location other than Venezuela.
And Rory, before we let you go, is the sense in Florida that DeSantis, regardless of what Donald Trump or tomorrow, we're going to have Nikki Haley on the show. Mike Pompeo was on the show the other day. Mike Pence last week or two. Is there a sense in Florida DeSantis is going to run in 2024 or not?
He's running if Trump doesn't, is essentially the assessment. And I think most people see that, you know, he's running for it now. And we just had a poll out that shows a DeSantis-Trump matchup in Florida. DeSantis wins in the primary.
Yeah, and look at the money he's raising. All right, thank you, Rory.
$120 million.
Wow, thank you. For governor. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa. Unbelievable, Rory. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.